event that won't happen for most people. You won't see this again until 2080. I'm doing my best to try and stick around to see it again, Darren, but I don't think it's going to work. We've got a conjunction happening tonight all across, around the world, in fact. Jupiter and Saturn are going to pair up in the sky. It's going to be a beautiful event to have a look at. It hasn't happened for 400 years, but 400 years ago it was in daytime when they aligned. Now, before that was about the time they signed the Magna Carta.
Wow.
So you can understand how fairly rare this is. It's going to happen tonight. It's going to be good.
Right. Now, in biblical terms, it's also known as the Christmas star.
Yeah, that's a misnomer. I don't think it has anything to do with the birth of Jesus or those times. Because it's happening around Christmas time, I think they get it. There is another reason for the Christmas star we haven't got time to go into. But look, tonight, any time after dinner time, go and have a look in the west. You will see a bright star setting. You'll see a little star beside it. They're not stars, they're planets. Jupiter and Saturn are also the biggest planets in the solar system, but they're joining up. Well, when I say joining up, they're not really touching each other. From our perspective, Darren, from our point of view, looking at them, they're in the same direction, one in front of the other, but really they're separated by nearly a billion K. But a nice sight, photographically good to have to try and take a shot of, get a zoom lens on there, and a telescope. We'll get two planets in the one field of view in a telescope.
Yeah, so that's tonight, but they should be visible for a couple of days at least?
Well, in effect, yeah. They're going to start to pull apart, from tonight onwards. But don't let me distract you from going and having a look tomorrow night or the night after. They'll still be fairly close. But tonight is the time that they do come their closest together. And as I say, really, its importance is simply the fact that it's fairly rare. Mm. These two join up, when I say join up, they're in the same part of the sky roughly every 20 years because of their orbits around the sun. And from our point of view, they look like they're touching each other. But this is an extremely rare close pairing. And of course, in 1623, nobody actually saw this. It was only through Kepler's work, I think, and people like him, that did the calculations. Way back, in the 1200s, they would have seen it in the sky, and it would have been probably all astrologers in those times, which they were, would have had a field day with it, as they're probably doing now. It's just a nice sky event. It's a good way to tail out the worst year we've ever had,
yeah.
And it takes you away from all the things going on in the world there. It's just nice to get out and have a look. So it's in the west. If you've got an app, Star Chart or Sky View, either one of those. Sky View, SkyView. You can't miss it. Have a look in the west. You'll see this brilliant bright white light. That's Jupiter and Saturn very close by there. Beautiful to have a look at. Go and have a look. I just hope your skies clear up. Ours are a bit cloudy at the moment.
Yeah, we're sort of partly cloudy. Tomorrow, so if you want to have a look, I'd suggest tonight's the night because tomorrow we're expecting some rain. So tonight's the night. Very good. Okay. Listen, I know you're busy. You've got another interview to do. So thanks for that. And great talking to you and have a great Christmas and New Year.
You too, Darren. And if anyone wants any information on that, it's on my website, davidrenneke.com. davidrenneke.com.
All right. Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, Darren. Bye.